This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We are on the road today in Wood River for the 2015 Lou Platt Conference Track and Field Championships. Right now, the field events, as you heard in our report just a little bit ago, are underway. The track events, running events, will get going with the prelims at 12 o'clock here. Some of the distance races, of course, the same format as every other track meet that is run, and it will be going on throughout the afternoon. Looks like we might catch a break on the weather today. They're all expecting the sun to break out, but that's not the case here. It should be a perfect day as far as the runners go. They love this type of weather in the 60s, not overly windy and no precipitation. And again, to all those that were affected by the storms last night, hopefully this day is better than yesterday. Our friends in the Roseland area and everywhere to the east of that took a pretty good shot last night, and we hope everything's safe and sound in your area, which I know it's not for every single person, but we want to thank the rest of our crew here for keeping you up to date on what was going on yesterday in weather, as that's where we live, and there'll be plenty more of it throughout the year, and we'll keep you up to date on our Platte River radio stations anytime we have severe weather. But this is not the only track meet that's going on today. The GNAC Championships will be going on today in Lexington. We'll talk with Lexington coach Sam Jilka a little bit later on in the program. Coming up in our next segment, the GNAC begins with the field events at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the running events will begin at 3 o'clock today. Also going on today, there is plenty of golf out there. The Lou Platt golfers are playing down the road at Indian Head in Grand Island. You've got the Twin Valley golfers playing at Red Cloud. Southwest Conference Tournament is going on at Gothenburg. Also have tennis with the Kearney Catholic invite going on today. Yesterday at the Heartland Athletic Conference meet, the Grand Island boys came away as your team champion with the Lincoln Southwest about 30 points back in second. Grand Island girls finished in fourth overall. Of course, there's also district soccer. Everybody's going to play from our area tonight, including Kearney boys and girls who were postponed from last night because of the weather. And the boys will be on the road. The girls will be at home, also at home tonight, Kearney Catholic, as they take on Lexington. For the Hastings girls, they'll be at York. The Hastings boys will be hosting Grand Island Northwest, and that's what will be going on today in district soccer. Of course, Class B, you win today, that doesn't mean you're going to state. There is a sub-state. You lose today, that doesn't mean that your season is necessarily done. The eight district winners and then the top 8 point in the wild card will also go to sub-state, which is highly unusual. We've talked about this. It's gone on now in volleyball in Class B. I don't know. I don't know if I like it or not. It's definitely East bias. And that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it, because let's face it, more of the Class B teams are in the eastern part of the state, and probably more of them get stuck in a tough district. I see exactly what they're saying. If you take a team, and I'm not picking on anybody, but Hastings, 8-8, 9-7, there's going to be teams that got beat out in the districts that have double-digit wins. And they will face Hastings in sub-state games, most likely, if they are able to win their districts tonight. And so you can lose or you can get upset in your district, and it doesn't really matter. You get another crack at sub-state. You really have to lose twice, and it's the only spot right now in high school sports that is like that. Everything else, you got to win your district to go to state. Not in Class B, not in volleyball, and not in soccer. You can lose in the postseason and not have one of the top two wild card berths and still have a chance to make it on to the state tournament. So we'll see how they all play out, and the sub-states, of course, will be held on Saturday. If you'd like to be a part of the program today, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Twitter address is always at ESPN1460-1550, at ESPN1460 and 1550. Well, let's start off with this for today, and then we'll get back into the local scene. People are always a little agitated about how long pro sports, and college sports for the most part, but mostly how long a pro sports season can drag out. Do you realize that there is zero NBA playoff games tonight? Zero. How is that possible? How is that possible? We've been getting two a night. Oh, it's just too much. We need a night off just so they can play on Saturday and Sunday. If you were the lone NBA game tonight, I'm guessing you would get pretty good ratings. And that's what this is all about, ratings, television, and the money that comes in from them. I find it inexcusable that there is no NBA playoff game tonight. It doesn't matter if you're an NBA fan, if you're going to watch it or not. There's NHL hockey tonight, two games there. But why break the rhythm in the NBA? Why it's long enough the way it is. They're dragging out the season. No NBA games tonight. You've got four series going on out there. No NBA playoff games tonight. In May, we're taking a night off on a Thursday. This isn't a Monday. You know, this is a Monday or Tuesday. We're getting into the weekend. Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Last night, Cleveland and Houston came away winners in different fashions. LeBron James stepped it up in the first quarter. They got out to a double-digit lead right away and never looked back and rolled the Bulls. That game was never close last night, 106-91. On the other side, it looked like the Clippers were going to go to Houston and take both of the first two games, and Blake Griffin had a big night last night, but Houston was able to rally and get the win here as James Harden had a big fourth quarter to help the Rockets at home beat the Clippers 115-109. So all of those NBA series are tied 1-1. And again, that just shows you we may have some long series. We're going to have some long 6-7 game series, and we're taking tonight off. You watch when we get to that 6th or 7th game, those guys that played the 7th game, they're going to have to turn right around in less than 48 hours and play game 1 of their Eastern or Western Conference final. It would seem like you would want to take a little time off in between there, but it won't happen. That's not going to happen, and I'm not the commissioner, but I do find it a little crazy. We've got Royals baseball this afternoon on the Breeze, 94.5. They got thumped last night by Cleveland 10-3, so the teams have split their two games in this series. 1-10, first pitch this afternoon on the Breeze. This morning, the MIAA All-Conference baseball team was released. And here's what we've got for you. The player of the year comes from Emporia State in senior Dean Long. The pitcher of the year is from Missouri Southern in Cody Hutchinson. And the freshman of the year, Drew Quinones of Lindenwood. The coach of the year, Bryce Darnell of Missouri Southern. Making the first team for UNK is catcher Max Ayoub. And once again, outfielder Anthony Pacheco makes it onto the All-MIAA first team for the Lopers. Moving on to the second team, UNK has just one player there. They put him in as the utility player in senior Danny Droll. And then on the third team, pitcher Aaron Smith of the Lopers is a third team selection. Brandon Landanger and Dylan Schroeder are named third team for UNK. So that's how the Lopers set in the All-MIAA. They made the tournament but were beaten, as you know, just last week in the series down at Central Missouri. So their season has come to an end. The Final Four is this weekend, which will be going on in Kansas City. So congratulations to those that have been able to get the job done. We've also got some news coming in from the IFL concerning the Nebraska Danger, who have been red hot with just one loss on the season. The good news is that Jameel Sewell is the IFL Offensive Player of the Week, threw for 244 yards and 5 touchdowns, ran for 3 more in that overtime win against Billings on Saturday night, 64-61. But IFL Commissioner has suspended Nebraska Danger's Kane Farquharson and Claude Rutten for violation of league rules due to personal conduct that does not support the values of integrity of their teammates, the Danger organization, or the IFL. They have been released from the team. The Danger right now, no further comment. So a two-time all-conference selection at wide receiver in Kane Farquharson and also a standout player in Claude Rutten, both gone from the Nebraska Danger, and that's all we have, that release just coming down from the Danger moments ago. So that will be a hit to the run they are making. And if Jameel Sewell gets picked up by a Canadian Football League team, Coach Mike Davis will have to really do some work. And that's the Dangers. It doesn't matter how good you are. If you can't keep your team healthy, and more importantly in this league, together at the end of the season, the playoffs might not even be, I mean, they're going to be in, but to make it back to the IFL final or to have a chance to win it this year, they've really taken a big hit here. It is an off week for the Danger before they go to the perennial power in Sioux Falls next week. So at least the Danger will have some time, and I'm guessing that Coach Davis, when something like this happens, probably have a little heads up, maybe not to weeks and weeks, but a couple of days, and it officially comes down today, and they'll have to go find a couple of new players to fill that roster spot. Again, we're here live at Wood River today in the Lou Platt Conference Track and Field Championships. We'll give you updates throughout the day from what's going on here. Again, the field events are going on right now, and then they are on to the track events, which will begin today at 12 noon. Don't forget that the Kearney American Legion Barbecue Auction and Fundraiser is set for tomorrow night. The annual fundraiser is always held at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, just south of the interstate, south of Skeeter Barnes there. If you're new, that's where it's at. If you've been to it before, it's been there for years and years and years. $10 ticket includes a great meal, all of your drinks, raffle ticket, and you'll be able to hang on out, see the American Legion teams for Kearney this year. There's silent and live auction items, which are always great. Some of the live auction items will be autographed Major League jerseys. And I'll tell you what, we've had, trying to remember off the top of my head, we've had a Mike Trout. I believe we've had we've always had something from Chaba Chamberlain, Mariano Rivera, a variety of great, Bryce Harper in the past few years, a variety of great Major League Baseball jerseys that are authenticated. Also tickets to the Alabama concert this year, golf packages including up to the Prairie Club, a signed Storm jersey, and so much more. It's the Kearney American Legion fundraiser, barbecue and auction going on at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. Doors open at around 5:30. Things get going around 6, and the live auction will get going around 7:15 or 7:30 on Friday night. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll catch up with Sam Jilka. He's the head track coach at Lexington. They're getting ready to host the GNAC conference meet this afternoon. It's all coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on, North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all,
The companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, do have a slight chance for some showers and storms developing, otherwise could see some partial sunshine, those high temperatures reaching the mid-70s. Love our winds becoming breezy from the northwest. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently 59 degrees.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back with you here at Wood River, side of the 2015 Lou Platt Conference Track and Field Championship. Field events are going on. We'll update a few of those for you a little bit later on in the show, and we've got updates all afternoon long here on ESPN and Classic Hits. We're also going to be covering track next week. I will be in Kennesaw and Broken Bow. Some of these teams, like St. Paul and Ord and Kearney Catholic, will be joining some of the GNAC teams like Lexington up in that district at Broken Bow next week. And then a lot of the Class D area teams will be over at Kennesaw. We will also have reports here on ESPN and our sister station 1230 KHAS from the districts at Sandy Creek. That's where Wood River is going to be going. And Heartland High School will be the two sites. So we're covering four districts next Wednesday and Thursday. A and D go on Wednesday. B and C go on Thursday. Let's take a look now at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics. Yesterday we asked you if our area teams, the Royals and the Cardinals, are the best teams in baseball. The Royals at times really, really look like it, and the Cardinals look like it and lost Adam Wainwright. So I don't think the Cardinals will end up being the best team in the National League, but maybe they are right now. And boy, those Cubs and Cards, when they get together, that's fun to watch, isn't it? The Royals, they got beat yesterday, but 60% of you took the homer route and said, you bet they're the best in Major League Baseball in the American League and National League. 40% of you said, I'm not so sure. Our Midtown Mart cooler question today, should members of the New England Patriots be suspended for Deflategate? As soon as this came out yesterday, we were talking in the office a little bit, and I said, how long are we going to have to hear about this? Again, it was so grotesquely overreported the first time around. How long will we have to listen to this again? And we kind of decided it would be a week unless something else major happens in the world of sports. But should members of the Patriots be suspended for Deflategate? I'm guessing yes. You got to come up with some kind of punishment. And like Mike and Mike said, and some other folks said, what good's it going to do to take money away from them? That doesn't harm the franchise or anything like that, and hardly harms a player, especially if it's somebody like Tom Brady. So we'll see what Roger Goodell does. You can't suspend him as much as the guys that have gotten real trouble with the law and all these domestic disputes, and yet you have to suspend him. So they've got to find that middle ground, and it'll be weird if they suspend Tom Brady for 2, 3, 4 games of the season. Now, we know what happened the last time he didn't play for the Patriots. They did not do well. What is your vote, though? Should members of the Patriots be suspended for Deflategate? And I think here, don't let your hatred for the Patriots, because I think there seems to be a lot of that out there. If it was your team, do you think that there should be suspensions? If it was Dallas, I would expect that it would be coming. If it was the Chiefs, the Broncos, I would expect that it would be coming. So I'm guessing it'll happen here. Should it happen? I guess it should. Vote now on our Midtown Mart cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, there's plenty of district track going on next week, but today getting ready for the district track meets, we've got conference track, and not only are we here at the Lou Platt, but the GNAC meet is going on this afternoon and early evening in Lexington, and Coach Sam Jilka is kind enough to give us some time ahead of today's meet, and Coach, this is when everybody wants to be geared up to get ready for the postseason. How do you feel the Minutemen and the Minutemaids are doing right now?
Well, we're excited about the opportunities that are being presented to us. As you said, everybody's kind of building up towards this. Our district meet is probably our main focus, but the conference, we have a tough conference, and we like competing in it because it gives us that opportunity to kind of step it up. Right now, Rebecca Reich is running or competing very well for us on the girls' side. She's jumped 5'2", and we're hoping to get that again, just develop some consistency. On the boys' side, Isaac Zitterkoff and Chandler Flynn have been very instrumental on guiding our team. Isaac is very strong in the field events, and Chandler in the mid-distance areas.
As you get ready for this GNAC meet, as we joke, I mean, the Kearney boys have done it for so long, there's a little chink in their armor, their long streak has come to an end, and now all of a sudden their girls seem to be winning everything. Are they the prohibitive favorites going into today?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're still solid. They have a lot of depth, which helps them out. I think Norfolk and almost any high school that's competing is going to be competitive in that regards, but the Norfolk guys are very sharp in what they have. Columbus comes in strong. North Platte has some nice sprinters and a good jumper. So I think on the boys' side, it'll be probably more competitive than it has been. But, Kearney tends to be kind of that front runner, that perennial power, and people like to kind of go after them. But I think you're going to see a lot of great competition in all areas from all the schools competing. McCook is very strong. They, just very strong in the field event areas on the boys' side. And as you said, the girls, Kearney girls, are solid. It's fun to watch them. They're a very good group and a lot of talent there. But you also have some girls from other schools that are going to pop in there. And so it's competitive, and it's fun to watch everybody kind of go at it. I think Columbus girls will give them a good run for the money, as well as Norfolk as well.
We're talking with Lexington track coach Sam Jilka here on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for the GNAC meet a little bit later on today. Coach, track is one of those sports where we can see the intermingling of the classes. The GNAC is A and B. How does that affect a Class B team going up against these Class A teams, some of them that you haven't seen this year?
Well, we love it. I think it's a great opportunity to kind of have a measuring stick of kind of seeing you're going against some of the best there, and it gives you an idea where you stand, and it makes it, I guess, as we go against other Class B competition later on, we talk to the kids about if you can compete well against Class A, then, there's no reason that you can't do the same with Class B. And to me, it's a confidence booster, and that's the benefit of being in this league. It's a tough league, and we take our bumps along the way, but it also makes us stronger.
We never know how relays are going to pan out until districts when you want to put your best ones in there. How do you attack conference relays, and do you think that they'll be very competitive today?
We're running full strength on ours. Part of the reason is, our 4x1, we just need that repetition so it becomes smoother. Our exchanges are smoother. Our 4x4 has had success. We want to set a better time overall. I can't say that's the same strategy that other schools are going to be using, but I'm looking at some of the times being submitted, and on the boys' 4x4, it's going to be very competitive. You look at the 4x1. Probably that one there, people will play around with that to see whether they'll put their top sprinters in. Class A has to turn around next week and run on Wednesday for their district, while we have till Thursday. So it is a short turnaround time, so people will back off a little bit on some of the events. If anything, they'll probably hold kids to where some of the athletes will only do maybe one or two events and then come out strong next Wednesday or Thursday.
The best we can do is look at the charts, and we'll get it all sorted out when they get to districts and state, obviously. But you guys always have some pretty good distance runners. It looks like maybe this year you got a couple of guys that can be very competitive for you.
Yeah, mid-distance, Chandler Flynn has been doing very well. He's about ready to break 2 minutes in the 800, has come on strong there. John Mark has been running well in the mile and brought down his time dramatically last week, and so we're excited about what that can offer. So our distance group is coming through pretty well. Our relays are getting a little bit stronger each week, and like I said, Isaac Zitterkup has come through very strong in the field events, and it's kind of new to us. Colin Kenton's coming through on the throws as well, and typically we don't have as many. In the past, we haven't had the strength in the field events, and it's been showing through this year as a big benefit to our boys' side.
Talk with Sam Jilka, Lexington track coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We mentioned Rebecca Reich on the girls' side. Who are some other ladies that you're hoping can pop one here today and get you ready for districts?
Hannah Braca is a freshman that's been competing well in triple jump, and I'm hoping that she'll have some good remarks or marks, and she's been sharp. Larry Deal has been very strong in kind of the sprints, and that has helped us out, hoping that she'll continue to lower her time, especially in the 400. That will help our 4x4. And Lisa Gearhan, a senior, has done a very good job of being very competitive. She's running a strong 400. So we're hoping they'll kind of come through, and each week they've been showing a little bit more progress, and it's exciting to see, and hopefully they'll the stiffer competition will bring out the best in them.
Every meet has some outstanding individual or team performances as far as will it be the hurdles, will it be the weights, will it be the jumps. Let's start on the boys' side. Where do you think maybe a couple of the most competitive events will be today?
I would say just kind of scanning through the entries that you're going to see some very good throwing. Kearney brings in some excellent throwers, and so that's always a competitive area there. They're going to be challenged by the McCook throwers, and trying to scan through a little bit of the entries here. But you're looking at some top discus throwers in the state coming in, same with the shot putters from Kearney. Hastings is very competitive in that area, so that should be a fun one to watch. It's going to be a competitive high jump area. On the boys' side, Travis Larson from Norfolk has jumped 6'4", and Isaac Kisitterkup from Lexington has jumped 6'6", so that should be fun to watch. And triple jump should be very competitive as well. But I'd say right now, just looking at the field events, will probably be on the boys' side a little bit more on the competitive side. Some great competition there.
Look at the girls' side. This conference has always had some very good hurdlers. Is that the case again, or where else would we be looking?
You have some good there's a couple of very good pole vaulters, one from Columbus, one from Kearney, Alyssa Downs and Steph Whitus from Kearney, that are jumping 11 feet. That should be fun to watch, and some triple jumpers in the 36-37 range, which is very good for the girls. The hurdles and the sprints, Kearney and Columbus, Norfolk are pretty solid in those areas. There's a young lady from Scotts Bluff that's running a very good time in the 100 hurdles. And so that should be competitive. But I'm looking at this 300 hurdles, the entries there, and you have six people that are going to be under 50 seconds, and that's pretty remarkable in one race. So that's going to be very competitive. Two of them are from Columbus, one from Norfolk, Scotts Bluff, and Kearney, and Lexington. So I would say on the track, the girls' side is going to be pretty competitive. There's some very good 400 runners coming in as well.
Last minute here with Lexington track coach Sam Jilka. We'll get to see you up at Broken Bow as we're there for districts next week. And you see three schools in a Kearney Catholic, a St. Paul, and an Ord that are dropping down from Class C. This will make your district look a little bit different. How do you view it?
Yeah, it will be a little bit different, but our district is one of the toughest in the state. If you look at it, especially on the girls' side, the state champion came from our district, the runner-up. And the next, I think, third or fourth place team. And so every year it's tough. There's just solid competition. Ord has very strong runners coming in on the distance, mid-distance side. St. Paul always has very competitive athletes coming in to compete. And Kearney Catholic is always tough on what they have. I have some very good distance guys that are running well. And so it just strengthens it. And so you have to kind of, you know, do the best you can. All you can do is just work with your own athletes and put them up at their very best and see what happens.
Sam, so many times the conference meet is just kind of a version of the district meet the very next week. That is not the case for you guys.
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround, and so two tough meets, and that's why in our conference one, you have to look at it reasonably and maybe even back off a little to make sure that we're up to par for next week at our district, because that's obviously kind of your end goal is to make it to state and be competitive there. But our conference helps us to fine-tune and to see the best that we have to offer, and it will help us in the long run, and we're looking forward to competing hard at districts.
Well, Sam, we appreciate giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you up at districts next week. Good luck in conference today, and keep those Lexington athletes going.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Sam. Sam Jilka, the head track coach at Lexington, joining us here on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Again, they get going this afternoon with the field events at 2 and running events at 3. We get going here at the Lou Platt meet with the running events at 12 noon, and the field events continuing on right now. Of course, up first will be the 3,200-meter relay. Then they get into the prelims, and we'll run throughout the afternoon here from Wood River. When we come back, some Storm hockey news. I think they just want to keep in the headlines right now. They are not done after the USHL draft. They've made a trade. We'll talk about that and a lot more when we come back.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Digger's Green Thumb is a locally owned greenhouse in Kennesaw. Come see the selection of the finest bedding and vegetable plants, hanging baskets, and gifts galore for your mom this Mother's Day. You will find geraniums, hanging baskets, and planters at a great price and unique garden ornaments that you just have to see to appreciate. Show mom how much you appreciate everything that she does by brightening her garden and her day. Digger's in Kennesaw, one block south of the tracks on South Smith Avenue. We know how your garden grows with plants from Digger's.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the best equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, you can't afford to have anything but the Midwest Premier Crop Protection, when only the best will do. Look to the professionals at Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance Company of Iowa. They've protected America's farmers since 1893 with a combination of financial strength, long-term stability, and service. Put your trust in the Kroll Agency, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent. Farmers Mutual Hail and Kroll Agency are equal opportunity providers.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
We've all noticed that in every team, there are always a few who continually outperform the rest. How does that happen? How do the best performers become the best performers? Through practice under the watchful eye of a coach, learning and developing the basic skills and attitudes of achievers until they become second nature. Dale Carnegie Training coaches individuals and teams in the very skills that managers look for in emerging leaders. Confident decision-making, working with different people and personalities, communication and listening, influencing other people, and remaining calm under pressure. Have you been looking at your next generation of leadership? Check out our resources right now at 402-399-9416 or DaleCarnegie.com on the web. Dale Carnegie Training, working with businesses for over 100 years.
Sales and leadership classes are forming now for a June start in the Tri-Cities. Call Tom, your Dale Carnegie Key Account Consultant, at 402-399-9416.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy? Daddy Show rolling on. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on ESPN from Wood River, where the Loup Platte Conference Track and Field Championships are going on. I'll tell you what, all that rain, not only does it affect what's going on in a daily life, but taking a look at the pictures at Haymarket Park in Lincoln, they're very fortunate right now that the series doesn't start till Saturday, and it may not get going at all. They're seeing the outfield and looking at the pictures. Sometimes it's hard to tell how deep it is, but the turf, of course, is covered. The infield is covered by a tarp, and so that is okay, but the outfield has about 3 to 4 inches of water on it, and the folks there in Lincoln are saying it can't properly drain because Salt Creek and everywhere where the water goes is full, that it's all overflowing. It just depends how soon it can catch up before it can start draining. And obviously, if it just sits there on that field all day and if any more rain falls on it, it wouldn't matter what happens. They're going to have to do something with that series. So you have to wonder in the back of their mind, is Nebraska, are they thinking, do we go to Purdue? Do we make changes? Do we try and shove a doubleheader in on Sunday and then probably get a game Monday? It's supposed to be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And as we said, this is extremely important to Nebraska. And again, we're talking sports. I'm not talking about, things that go along with this. But just from a sporting standpoint, this is extremely important that Nebraska gets in the series this weekend. If they do well, they still have an excellent chance of making the NCAA tournament and getting that record back to 500, even with Illinois next week in the conference. If they don't do well, then what's it matter? They're going to be in big trouble anyway, but they've got to find a way to get these games in. Purdue is the last place team in the conference. You've got to take advantage of having the opportunity to pick up three wins, at least two this weekend. So right now, there's no way they could play today or probably tomorrow in Lincoln, but hopefully for the baseball fans' sake, they'll be able to take care of some business there over the next couple of days and get the series in this weekend. A reminder that the Kearney High Bearcat boys basketball camps will be held May 26th through the 29th. The camp deadline or is designed for boys of all skill levels from 3rd through 12th grade. The students in 3rd through 5th grade will go in the morning from 8 to 10. They'll follow that up with 6th through 8th from 10 to noon, and then 9th through 12th will go from 1 to 2:30. Cost per camper is $50, include your camp t-shirt, and the goal of these camps to provide each camper with the fundamentals of basketball, offensive and defensive techniques, and team concepts. The camp offers actual game competition. Individuals will receive fundamental instruction from the Kearney High staff, including the new boys basketball coach and Drake Baronic. You can contact Drake via his email or call 380-5191 to take part in the Kearney High Bearcat boys basketball camp, and that's right after Memorial Day, May 26th through the 29th. And again, you can contact Coach Baronic at 380-5191. You ever just had one of those days where every traffic light was red? Sometimes it feels like that, folks. Sometimes it feels like that. The Tri-City Storm made a trade yesterday, and they are going to get rid of Connor Valenceno. I'm going to mess that up. I had it all right all morning long and all season long. All of a sudden, I looked down, and Connor Valenceno, and a sixth-round pick are going to Sioux City, and they're going to bring in a 17-year-old who will be 18 in forward Walker Dewar, and he's 6'2", 190, good frame on a 17-year-old, 49 games, and played all the playoff games for Sioux City last year, and he'll be coming over to the Tri-City Storm for Valenceno, and he is going off of 86 games with the Storm, so a trade there, and probably more in the works when we talk to a coach. They have to find a goalie. They did draft some goalies, but they were very late in both Monday and Tuesday's separate drafts, very, very late in the drafts. As he said, we have a guy from the Futures draft last year that we expect to come in, but they need to find at least one more, and I would expect, just from the way the coach was talking, he says we got some things in the work, but just not a whole lot that we can break down right now. There's going to be a couple of more moves made by the Storm. Former Husker Alfonso Denner wasn't out of work very long after being released by the New England Patriots. He was picked up by the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. He made 20 starts with the Patriots, played in 29 games in three seasons, 92 tackles, 5 picks, 1 fumble recovery. Last season, just 15 tackles and an interception in 6 games. 4 of them were starts. He was placed on injured reserve because of a hamstring problem. Of course, Denner was supposed to be a high draft pick coming out of Nebraska, but then had the confrontation with the police, got into some trouble, and slid all the way down to the 7th round. Not as far as Randy Gregory obviously slid, but a little bit of similar circumstances there. So Dennard now going to be a member of the Arizona Cardinals. The GPAC All-Sports Trophy came out yesterday, and for the third time in school history, Concordia brings home the All-Sports title just by a slim margin, 2.5 points over Doan, 148-145.5. Hastings College, along with Northwestern of Iowa, tied for third overall, bringing home the big points in soccer on both the men's and women's side, and also in men's tennis. So congratulations there to Hastings College, being right in the mix of the GPAC trophy once again this season. Again, the Nebraska softball team will begin conference tournament play tomorrow at 4:30 against either Ohio State or Indiana. And those teams play today. The play-in games going on today. The top four teams, of course, received byes. 4 members of the Huskers were named all-conference yesterday in senior catcher Steph Pasquale, junior center fielder Kiki Stokes, and sophomore third baseman MJ Knighton, who was a unanimous all-conference selection. Pitcher Emily Lockman was a second-team pick as well. So there you have it. What's going on with Nebraska softball, and their field is underwater as well, as they will be gone. So doesn't really matter. They've got the nice indoor facility to warm up on and then get on out and get to Columbus, Ohio, where they are today to prepare for tomorrow's first round matchup. We've got more action rolling on here at Wood River in the Lou Platt Conference Track Championships. We'll run down some of those results for you before we get out of here. We are in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. The Midway Auto Group has plenty of great deals for you right now. Get 0% APR for 60 months on all 2015 Buicks with qualified credit. Midway is also clearing out the last few 2014 models that they have, and you can get 0% for 60 months when you purchase a new 2014 Buick Verano or LaCrosse. You can check out their full inventory on their lot or go online to thinkmidway.com. That's thinkmidway.com. Midway is also taking care of business with the expansion of their auto dealership and the used car superstore that is just a few days away from opening, and that means career opportunities. They're looking for more great Midway employees to be a part of the Midway Auto Group staff and family. Go to midwaycareers.com to find out some of those special job openings that are available for you. We're going to take a break. Be back with more right after this.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Prairie Hills Golf Course, located just 10 short miles north of Kearney on Highway 10, is under new management. Prairie Hills Golf Course is a beautiful course nestled on 132 acres of rolling hills that makes for a fun and challenging golf experience, and they have the lowest 18-hole rates in the area. Call to reserve your tee time now or call to ask about their upcoming leagues. Just call Justin at 308-388-5115 at Prairie Hills Golf Course. That's 308-388-5115.
Introducing May Madness at the Kearney Chicken Coop.
They've gone mad with any salad on the menu, only $5.55. Grilled chicken, you say? Like it hot? Sweet? They'll make it however you want for $5.55. Taco salads, too. Any salad, $5.55. Lunch, dinner, somewhere in between, $5.55. As long as they're cooking in the kitchen, you're enjoying any of their delicious salads for $5.55 during the month of May. Only at the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, the best of both worlds, downtown Kearney.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Back Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, which is on the road here in Wood River. We're about 12 minutes away from the running events to get started on the track, and then, of course, we'll be moving on field events continuing. Let's take a look at some of those that are concluded as of this moment. And in the girls' pole vault, a 9-6 was the winner today. Courtney Anderson of Adams Central is your winner. Morgan Alexander of Ord was the runner-up. Sierra Huxtable and Alyssa Brown of Wood River were third and fourth. Allie Smith of Ord, fifth. And Kelsey Jameson of Kearney Catholic tied with Madison Myers of Centura, both finishing in sixth place here today. The girls' shot and discus were two of those events that were extremely competitive, or at least we're going to be competitive here in the meet today. And you take a look at the girls' discus, which has finished up And here are your results. The winner is Anna Squires of Kearney Catholic, 137-10. And that was a big throw over Ashley Peter of Adams Central, who was some 11 feet back, 126-01. Addison Henry of Arcadia Loup City, third at 116-01. And that was the same as Orr's Kate Grint. Donovan Trumbull's Jenna Crido was fifth, and her teammate Brandy Lemick finished in sixth place here today in the girls' discus. So the shot put is currently going on. Taking a look at some of the other results as we scan through here that have finished up. The girls' long jump is in the book. Jordan Cook of Ord comes away as your champion of that event, followed by Maddie Squires of Kearney Catholic, Madison Myers of Centura, Mariah Foz and Leslie Fox of St. Paul, and Maddie Roth of Centura. Those are the results in the girls' long jump here today. The boys' long jump is what's going on. The girls' high jump, Alexis Dale of Ravenna. She is one of the best in the state. She goes 5-4 today. Lauren Heinrichs of Donovan Trumbull is the runner-up in 5-2. Paige Herbert of Kearney Catholic finished in third, getting her first competition coming off that ACL tear back in volleyball season. She's been practicing, and this is kind of what they'd been targeting, and she comes back here for action in the conference meet, trying to get ready for districts and state, a multi-gold medalist, trying to work through that injury. Emma Grosshans of Donovan Trumbull was fourth in the high jump, followed by Danielle Bruja of Ord and Emily Krolakowski. We had a multiple way tie there for sixth. Emily Krolakowski, Centura, Miranda Smith Gibbon, Devin Burney of St. Paul, and Claire Keller of Adams Central in the girls' high jump. Boys' high jump went to Miles Griffith of St. Paul. He edged out Evan Lindblad of Adams Central. Both cleared 6 feet, but Griffith did it in less jumps. Then it was J.T. Engberg of Adams Central, Stephen Burke of Arcadia Loup City, Alec Hammock of Kearney Catholic, and Luke Goldenstein of Adams Central in the boys' high jump. The shot puts are still going on out there. The girls' pole vault, Courtney Anderson was the winner from Adams Central, and those are the field events that we have caught up for you right now. The running events today, at least at this track meet, you're going to see some good distance runners on the girls' side from the middle to the long distances. Really good from a lot of the teams. Ord is expected to be the team winner today. Adams Central got a lot of good hurdlers. We expect them to do real well today. In the boys' event, which should be a little bit closer in the team race, the boys than the girls, but that's why you compete, and I guess we'll see how it all pans out here throughout the afternoon as we keep you updated with results all afternoon long here on ESPN. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Jimmy Langan will be in. We'll be chatting about what's coming up this weekend, and also Brian Munson, who has made a professional switch but is still in the scouting, joins us from Rivals.com. Brian's going to join us tomorrow at about 11:20 from Rivals.com. The Huskers have picked up a couple of oral commits this week from a linebacker, from a quarterback out of Oklahoma. We'll recap where the Huskers are, not only the ones that are drafted, but more on the guys that signed free agent deals, because what are their odds of making a team? We know how tough it is if you're drafted late to make it, and it's even tougher if you're just a free agent like five Huskers are, like Cole Manhart is of the Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll see how that all pans out as well. A couple of other sports notes for you before we wrap things up on the show today. And again, don't forget to vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question on this Deflategate with Tom Brady and all of the New England Patriots. Crazy, crazy stuff. Looks like a little surgery went on for Urban Meyer at Ohio State. Supposed to be okay. Supposed to throw out the first pitch tomorrow night. So looks like he's going to be just fine and everything will be working well there for him. But I joke because a lot of people say, well, what are you talking about? What's going on? What do you know? What's going on? What are you rolling with? But it is kind of quiet right now. We had all that big week last week with the fight, Mayweather-Pacquiao, with the Kentucky Derby, with the playoffs getting going, and a lot of things locally, just kind of finishing up the regular season and getting ready for the postseason. Next week, we'll have more on the Preakness Stakes. As we move into that, will American Pharoah be able to get two legs of the Triple Crown and then have a chat about horse racing again for another 3 weeks, or will somebody else get him? Just an early thought. It depends who's in the race, obviously, as always. But you would have to think that if somebody's going to get Farrell, it might be in this shorter race. And I have to wonder how much horse, and when we talk to our analysts, including Gino Bucola next week, with such a slow Kentucky Derby, how much of the horse was actually used? Were they able to just kind of trot the horse across the line, for lack of a better term? Because it sure didn't look like they really had to work it. Those three horses were able to stay up front the whole way, work their way around the track, and never really be touched. So we'll see how that works out next week. A lot of the folks are getting ready to go to Garth. It's a big weekend for you. So if you're headed to Omaha, be safe. And as they're trying to tell us, it's really big in the Omaha media, and we touched on it a little bit yesterday. If you're going down, you better be prepared. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be like a Husker game. It's going to be crazy, the amount of people trying to find a place to park and things like that. So be ready to roll. Again, that's going to pretty much wrap things up for us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will be here at Wood River throughout the day today. We'll be in Kennesaw and Broken Bow for a track next week. That's where I'll be. We'll also have some of our Hastings, the sports crew, over at Sandy Creek and at Heartland High School for district track. And, of course, we'll also be keeping you up to date in a couple of weeks from the state track meet going on in Omaha, as we continue to have a lot of not just individuals but teams from our area in all classes that have been shining down at the state track meet. We want to thank Sam Jilka from Lexington for joining us on the program today. The GNAC track meet gets going over there this afternoon, and we will be back tomorrow. I want to thank the folks here at Wood River, Jerry Dunn and the crew, for their hospitality. Keep it here for the latest from district track all day long. And again tomorrow, Brian Munson among our guests. We'll also talk soccer, because we'll have a quick turnaround, especially for the Class B teams that win districts today and going into sub-state. We'll let you know who they're playing, when they're playing, where they're playing them at, and we'll also have maybe a couple of mini ideas of state brackets once Class A wraps up, as the Kearney boys and girls are both in action tonight. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, back at the studio, I'm Doug Duda. Join me and Jim Langan tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.